Ooh-wee. Hey, y'all. What's going on, man? Just as I promised, it's going to be a solo Sunday, and it's going to be a soulful Sunday. The solo podcast, Elliot Malone. Some of y'all know me by different names. This is my first episode alone by myself. Yes, it is still on the PNB platform because it'll be PNB until the day I go. Of course, I'm going to still be politicking and bullshitting, but, you know, sometimes, you want to do things by yourself and see how they turn out. And as I said on Facebook the other day, I definitely encourage, you know, my crew members, my podcast mates, my friends, my family, my buddies, you know, my partners. I encourage them to, you know, get out here and do the same. I will still have the group cast. The thing about having the group, and forgive me if the audio is a little weird, because I'm doing it on my phone, right? And when I did it on my phone the first time, you know, I just said, you know, a couple words, whatever. It turned out pretty good. But if there's issue, comment, say something, and let me take this gum out. I will fix it, right? Because, of course, we have Pro Tools, and we have Personas. If y'all hear air conditioning, I'm in the car. I'm in the car. Since it is my first time doing it, I would rather do this alone. What not too many people know, I am kind of bashful and shy about certain things, especially if I'm not, if I don't feel like I have it down packed. Just quick story. When I first started jump roping, like at the gym, I would go to the racquetball court, like in the corner, like not the one that everybody can see you doing your activities in. I'm talking about the one where it's like behind, like the one that the Fitness Connection that I go to. There's two racquetball courts. There's a racquetball court that everybody can see what you're doing. And then there's one where you got to go into the basketball court and then behind glass where ain't nobody really looking or paying attention is another racquetball court. Y'all, I used to go back there and I used to do my jump rope back there. So when I got good, when I felt like I was good, I would come out and then I would jump rope. But, you know, somebody would be like, oh man, you know, you ever box, you know, amateur, professionally? Because I do boxers jump rope. And I'd be like, nah, dog, like, I had to work for this. Like, it took me a good 3, maybe 2.5 weeks of messing up. And then another month just to get, you know, double unders and crosses and, you know, stuff like that. And I said, man, I used to hide. Y'all ain't used to see me jump rope. Like, I just came out, you know, just jump roping in front of people. But to be honest, I wish I would have done it in the open so I could get a feel for what it's like, you know, for somebody to challenge me. But with certain things, I would rather be to myself. It just depends on, you know, what type of person you are and how determined you are to do something. That was just my method at that time. But my takeaway was, man, you surround yourself with people that'll challenge you. So you'll be able to do things, get things quicker. You know, but that's just a little story. But today, man, I just want to touch on a few quick topics. You know, just do a little quick hit. You know, get y'all that fire. But at the same time, you know, get y'all that fire. But just in a different way. I feel like I'm more amped up, you know, when I'm around my podcast mates. For people who don't know, I am from Plano, Texas. I am in Texas. So wherever you listening from, I greatly appreciate it. It is the 5 minute marker, and I definitely, you know, want to get into some topics. Since I am doing this on my phone, I am going off screen, so I am just pulling up the my topic sheet. Yes, I did make a topic sheet, because I am alone. And I definitely want to make sure that I stay on topic, because usually with my podcast mates, you know, shout out to, oh yeah, I forgot, man. Shout out DigiU University, Grand Prairie, Texas. If you're looking to get a podcast of your own, if you are looking to record, if you are looking to, you know, do audio books, host events, parties, you know, any type of event, any type of recording, it is top notch. It is A1. It's the best in Dallas. You know, no knock to, you know, Real Life Street Stars or, you know, any other recording studio in the state of Texas. But I just know for a fact, man, I've experienced the DigiU experience. I've had the DigiU experience. DigiU is my home. DigiU is my home, man. Shout out to all the brothers and sisters, you know, that's in there and that put in good work. You know, shout out to my brother Cash, you know, PNB. Shout out to my brother Chris Swanton, the Champ Irvin, amateur, soon to be pro wrestler. Not wrestler, but the wrestler. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Shout out to Do Everything DJ Boosie. Shout out to Acognito. If you have not got that new album, Acognito, man, go get that new album. That whole fire is good quality, and it's a breath of fresh air of bars too. Dallas bass, I would say he's the best lyricist in Dallas, and I would say overall top five in Dallas as well. You know, I shout out Big X the plug. However, I just believe that, and I just know that from hearing him, whether it be freestyle, whether it be written, you know, whatever it is, I hold him at a high standard. Also, am I forgetting anybody? Oh yeah, man, shout out to OJ, the missing podcast member. But I still consider him a podcast member, and shout out to the Tron as well. We are the original podcast. The Tron is the original Real World World Rules. If y'all would have heard us at that time, man, we'd have been millionaires, but nobody thought to record us. Nobody thought to say, hey, man, we should just go live and just have us just cutting up, acting a fool. We'd have went viral in like 2009, and we'd have rocked it all the way to about 2013, maybe 14. We'd have been the greatest. Yeah, man, I'm saying it. We'd have been the greatest. Wouldn't nobody have been able to touch us. I promise you that. I just want to go ahead and do my mass, M-A-S-S. So my mass, I'll be doing this, of course, every Sunday. Excuse me. Every Sunday. So this is just my random ransoms, right? All right, so as far as music, it's been different for me. Like, when I do my discovery mix, I've been just running into different people. Like Don Tripp has, like, him and Starlito used to make music together, but he still got his sound, he still got his flow, but I feel like it done got, like, crazy. I feel like it's much better. Sweet Dreams, Always On Go, man, it's so many songs that I've ran into. Big X the Plug, like I said, Acognito, I've gotten a little bit more currency. I've gotten quite a few. Ace Boogie with the Hoodie. I mean, I always heard the name, never really heard the music. Lil Kiki, for y'all who ain't in Texas or know about Texas, Lil Kiki got a new album out, 25 Summers. That it's a banger. Like it's a song for everybody on there. Ironically, the ads on YouTube made me find a cat named Chuck Strangers. He used to rap with Damo Genesis. If you like that Odd Future, Freddie Gibbs, Ellie Dolla, Jay Worthy, like smooth player flow with some like Black Thought-ish bars, with some nice ass, you know, wordplay and some lyricism, with some substance and good content, Chuck Strangers. Go ahead and check him out. Different Sauce Walker content, another Texas boy, you know, another man from Texas. Man, what else have I been running into? Cold Cash, one of my favorite songs now. Nonchalant, man, that boy bang. Sosa Man, another young man from Texas. That boy bang. Chill Withers. Surprisingly, if y'all mess with Craig Facts, it is actually Craig Smith. So you got the trilogy. So it's Chill Withers, the Chill Never Withers, and Chill Withers Cluster B. So yeah, if y'all wanna function with that, again, that is Chill Withers, and then the Chill Never Withers, and then Chill Withers Cluster B. And that in he goes by Chill Withers, or you can type in Craig Smith and it should pop up that way. Also, the podcast is funny as hell. You can go on Caffeine. You can also go on YouTube as well. But the longer episodes and the different podcast shows will be on that. Sometimes you can see them with Big Jai. Shout out to Big Jai as well, to the Max and the Black Busters podcast. So if you like Big Jai and you like the whole crew, Stupid, you like all of that, you deal with like Corey Holcomb and the Corey Holcomb Show or whatnot, then you'll love the music, because it is a lyrical comedic satire, and it's a very different taste of music. It's also a breath of fresh air as well. Because he's my guy, and because he's one of the nicest top five in Dallas, most lyrical in Dallas, I would say, Acognito, If I Fall, and Rank. My favorite songs from the new album. Also, Cool Kid Calvo. It's a song called The Demonstration with Larry June. Man, I'm just giving y'all songs that I like. D-Walk, Can't Stop the Rain, That Mexican OT, Johnny Dane. The song is called Johnny Dane by That Mexican OT. Man, Big Scar. Big Scar. R.I.P. Big Scar, man. I hate that, you know, he passed from what they say was an overdose. Kenny Mason, Six. The album is called Six. Kenny Mason. I think it's like for me, it's an EP, but some would call it an LP. But I like it. You know what I'm saying? I like it. Conway just dropped one. Won't He Do It? Monogram, Super Bowl. Conway is starting to go back and forth and dabble into like different styles, man. And it just proves that, you know, Benny the Butcher even said on Sway in the Morning. Benny the Butcher co-signed it and said, man, I'm not going behind bro. I'ma let him cook. He keep me sharp. So that just show you, like, and Benny the Butcher is more up front. But then you have folks like Westside, who's like a Buffalo version of Young Jeezy. Shout out to my boy Matt. Shout out to my boy Mason, man. He like one of my brothers. Him and my boy Amos, they like the older brothers that You know, if I would have had them, man, I'd have been crazy with everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, my pen would have been cold, my hands would have been colder. You know, my pen would have been colder. But shout out to them boys, man. And then, of course, you know, my brothers that I met later on, you know, such as my brother Chili, Hot Boy C, shout out to him. My brother Greg, who's nasty on the beats, nasty, nasty on the beats. And my other family as well, man. And you know, Kendall, shout out to Kendall too, man. And my older partners, the OGs of the group, you know, such as Cash and OJ and Brother Moot, you know, who heard me make beats and heard me kicking knowledge, and they just added to my knowledge to make me go get more knowledge. So, who I am comes through the music. And I will say that Big Moochie Great, he got a song called Fun with Young Dolph. That whole slap. The Lil Uzi Vert Pink Tape. Shout out to my little brother, man. Shout out to Goodman Brown, man. Goodman E. Brown. His name is Elias. Shout out to my brother. Love you to death. Will kill anything and anybody over you, I promise you. Crush him. He put me on to that. And then I like Died and Came Back. Man. Freddie Gibbs. I mean, I was already bumping Freddie Gibbs, but when my Discovery pulled up a song called PYS with DJ Paul, man, that thing beat. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying not to curse y'all because you know I'm trying to you know, censor myself a little bit, man. I'm trying to grow, you know. So, but when I feel like cursing, y'all gonna know, 'cause y'all gonna hear me do it. Should I end it right there? Should I just go ahead and end it right there? Yeah, let me just end it right there, and then let me just go to these topics. Let me just hit them. And well, actually, no, I wasn't even done with my mask. I'll go through them quickly because I know y'all want to hear the content that y'all came here for. But I know some people just want to hear like the little things, you know, the little things what matters, you hear me? Anime. Let's talk anime for a little bit. Yeah, I function with it. Yeah, I deal with it. I don't deal with it, man. I love it. I was introduced through Toonami when I was lame and when I was lame, you hear me? And I really didn't go out anywhere as a kid. Like I would, it was a spot called Saturday Night Plano, man. For those of y'all who ain't from Plano, not from the Dallas area, not from North Texas, or not even from Texas, period. Everybody had their teeny bopper club. Mine was Saturday Night Plano. I stayed in East Plano, you know, where a lot of African Americans, Black Americans, or a lot of Latinos, a lot of Mexicans. And I say Mexicans because I'm in Texas, so we border Mexico. So when I say Latinos, you know, pick your slot and identify yourself. You know, whether you from South America, whether you from the West Indies and you Afro Latino or Afro Latina, identify yourself. Shout out to you. But the majority of folks that we see are Mexicans. So when we say Mexicans, we are not being derogatory. But I understand it because I wouldn't want you calling me African because shit, I can go back four generations in America. So nigga, I'm an Aboriginal. As far as I'm concerned, show me the boat, my nigga. See, there it go. But I use the whole word. But yeah. But as far as anime, man, when I didn't go nowhere, it was like a segment on Cartoon Network called Toonami. And through Toonami is how I discovered anime. And I was just like, hold on, this is not like your average cartoon. Like, this is raw. So Tree of Might, Dragon Ball Z, or Dragon Ball Z, the show, and then the movie would come on nearly every weekend. It was called Tree of Might. And then I got into Trigun, the dude with if y'all don't know what he looked like, he got blonde hair. He carried two stupid revolvers and a sword. Like, it was one point that he had a sword. And big old red trench coat with these dark glasses, right? Caught a few episodes of the anime Van Helsing, or it's called Helsing, but it was Van Helsing, and he was a monster killer, but he was a monster himself. Speaking of monsters within himself, oh yeah, the demon dogs, Inuyasha, Kagome. Inuyasha was my shit, and then here we go, and then what else we got? Gundam, Mobile Suit Gundam, Gundam Wing, and Full Metal Alchemist. That was like my introductory. But when I started going out, I figured out there were like more animes being put on there. So then but by that time I fell out, and you know, I started going out and, you know, started dealing with girls and talking on the phone and going places and chilling, you know, with my older partners and stuff like that. So I missed the Yu Yu Hakusho, and I just watched a bit of that all the way up until the second tournament, when old boy, the main character, got his head whooped and he woke up and the tournament was over. Like, that's how far I got, and then I stopped. I just recently watched all the way up until the sixth season. My Hero Academia, I'm still waiting on that. Deku is a bad dude, man. But his rival slash best friend, even though he doesn't have the power of All Might, like, he's still so strong and so technically sound with his martial arts or his fighting ability. He overcomes the power of All Might. Now, at the end of season six, like, Deku hits another barrier of power to where he has to hide his face, and he actually has restraints on his body to like compress his body to keep from hurting himself, and he can hit you with 40% of All Might. So I'm just waiting on the anime. I understand I can read the manga, but like, they've done such a good job with the anime. Like, I want to see the rest of the anime. Because it was recently made in like 2011, right? So I want to see that. Also, I am in the 950s of episodes of One Piece. Within 3 months, I was able to do this. And let me tell you something, like, zero to about 150, you're going to be mad. Because the quality is not as up to date or on par as other animes, because of the way that they've been drawn and the way that they've been, and like the way that it's done, they get more frames, so they're able to do more episodes and it costs them less money. But at the same time, the detail is still there. Now, later on, when you get to about episode 350 to 600, you'll start to see change. And then from 600 to 900, you'll be like, man, it done came a long way. I don't want to spoil anything, but I'll say this. Monkey D. Luffy is a bad dude, man. The dude with the hat, man. Shout out to the Straw Hat Pirates, if y'all know what I'm talking about. Some animes that you might be skeptical about. Record of Ragnarok. It's a Netflix anime. Check it out, though. It's a badass anime. I still gotta watch season two. I'm gonna update y'all on that as well, because I love the show. Baki, the third season where he fights his ancestor that's in that block of ice. I want to say his name is like Peanut. No, his name is Pickle. Pickle. So Baki ends up, you know, I want to say he ends up fighting Pickle. And man, I just want to I want that to come back, because Netflix is talking about something where their viewership is low for anime. I don't understand how. Maybe they just don't want to, or maybe they don't want to tell the people, you know, they're having a hard time of getting rights. to the anime in order to show it. Just like Kengan Ashura, no beams being shot out, is pure martial arts. Now they have ki, they have like a inner power, like they have the aura to make them stronger or faster or crazier or hit harder or concentrate more, or they can switch martial art styles to make themselves stronger, and it is pure martial arts. So yeah, if you into that, oh yeah, that's the SHIT, you hear me? Or as my Aunt Dearest would say, the sugar honey iced tea, which is still the SHIT. Yeah, man. Moving on to sports and such, how about these running backs? Now, I say that they should sit. I say that they should demand more. To me personally, the running back is physically can be the most targeted and most unprotected player. Now, you see all 11 people on the defense. When you get the ball, all 11 people are targeting you. When you're a wide receiver, you have a safety and a corner. Maybe just the corner. Maybe just a guy you can burn like a linebacker, but now the linebackers are running just as fast as the corners. So imagine you're the guy that gets this handoff. And even when quarterbacks run the ball, or even when wide receivers, before they catch a pass, they're treated with a fine-tooth comb. Like they're treated with a pillow. So it's almost like you're protecting them from the actual contact within a contact sport. Before the wide receiver catches the ball, you have to give them a chance. Before the quarterback crosses the scrimmage line, you can't hit them in the legs a certain way. You can't hit them in the head a certain way. You can't hit them on the top of the shoulder pad a certain way. And then they get paid twice as much as everybody on the field. Now, I understand it's a long-term investment, but damn. I'm just having a hard time understanding. And then with the wide receiver, it's the same way. When they go up to catch a pass, it's almost like you can't touch them, or you get this crazy penalty. When they come down, they have to become a runner in order for you to hit them. And then you still can't hit them a certain way, but they're getting these crazy contracts. So when you deal with the running back, and the reason why I haven't talked about tight end, because when the tight end becomes receiver, they get the same benefits as the receiver. So these people are protected and they're getting high contracts. But when you look at the running back, 3, 4 years, you're taking all these licks and your knees are bad. No matter how much you do, no matter how great you are, they have the one apple ruins a whole bunch or can spoil a bunch type of mentality. You look at Zeke. Zeke gets this big contract, he falls off, and they end up releasing him, and he was a top rusher all 3 of those years. Just because it happened after you paid, why did you pay? Either let them go and let somebody else do it, or pay them for the production. That's what I know, and that's what I want and know and believe and all of that. But it's just so wild to me how these execs can just pick and choose who they pay, why, and what. It's wild, man, and I don't like it. I think that the right three running backs are doing the right thing. I think that if it were any other three sets of running backs, it wouldn't even matter. But with these three, I believe that, there will be a shift. Saquon, regardless of injury, he's one of the better backs of the league. Derrick Henry is regarded to be the best back in the league to some. And then, of course, you got, I was it, man, it was somebody else. But, you know, Nick Chubb is due for some bread. And I really think that running backs by their second or third year should be in negotiation for their extension. Now, Christian McCaffrey was hurt twice as much as any of those other running backs. But, they gave him his extension right off the top within his third year. And we don't even know if he could actually stay healthy. That's the trip. But Christian McCaffrey is a white running back. And he's nice. Wonder if there's anything to that. Man, I just thought about who that running back was that's missing, that's going to miss camp. But I can't even think of his name now. It just popped up in my mind. But, yeah, man, that's for the mass segment. But to topic one, because I want to start tackling these topics. There was an 8-year-old gorilla at a Columbus Zoo by the name of Sully. And had said to been a male gorilla. Or was said to be a female gorilla. And they because zoos, they get what they get, and then it's almost like they just leave them there. Or they have no regard, make sure we take care of them, make sure we feed them. We ain't gonna go any further than that. We not even gonna worry about, who they are, what they are, how they contribute to the zoo, the care. It's almost like we get them, we do what we supposed to do, we make our money, and then that's it. So it was said that the gorilla, the sex and or gender was a female. The gorilla has a baby and is nursing, and then they find out that the gorilla is a male, and this gorilla is nursing the baby, the offspring, and he's a male. I call bullshit. I think it's a part of this massive agenda to make us believe that we are born this way. Now, this is not any type of LGBTQ hate, but show me the evidence. Show me the facts. Show me the scientific study. If I don't see dolphins, if I don't see homosexual dolphins, now they do have recreational sex, but they have recreational sex with the opposite sex. They know a male dolphin from a female dolphin because two male dolphins actually fight over the women. If I don't see animals doing this, willingly, and they understand, when two dogs fight, they have to be the same sex. When a female dog attacks a male, the male doesn't respond. The male will be mutilated by the dog if the male dog understands and knows that that other dog mauling him is a female. So just to understand the animal kingdom is to understand the mammal. And if we are what we are declared by science, show me in the animal first, because they were here before us, right? Excuse me. They were here before us, right? So show me in the mammals, okay? So just to go a little bit further, I believe that they misgendered this gorilla to begin with. I know for a fact that this gorilla had to be a female. They marked the gorilla as a male, didn't understand that the gorilla was a female this whole time, because American business ain't always the greatest businesses. Gorillas somehow escaped the zoo. Tigers somehow escaped the zoo. Now, if you can't build an adequate cage, what makes me think you finna properly put a sexuality or put a gender on an animal that isn't in its natural habitat? You just assume what something is, and you don't even really know exactly what the sex and or gender that animal is. So now, because it fits the agenda of today, you're more willing to put that out. And y'all can go look at this article. It's on BBC News is where I got it from. And it's also a video on, shout out to Democracy Now! On YouTube, Democracy Now! Type in Tyrone Hayes, Berkeley University. Tyrone Hayes, Berkeley University. He is a he's a Berkeley University professor, scientist, and former employee of Syngenta. And that's Syngenta. And they picked him for an assignment to study a weed killer called atrazine, atrazine, and it is a St. Augustine weed killer that has been banned years ago, decades ago, by the European Union. However, in the United States of America, it is used for most crops, mainly our corn, and it is actually used on mass areas, such as like golf courses, fields, places where there's property. So imagine this being laid and this being sprayed on your food, the land that you live on, everything. So I just wanted to lay that groundwork to say this. Man, there are sexual abnormalities that are that allow the male and or female to mutate into the opposite sex. Let me say that again. There are side effects of sexual abnormalities. Now, this is just this one chemical. This is one thing that they have, a particular compound or a chemical or something that is in it, something that is in the aromatics of what this product has in order to turn a male into a female or a female into a male. Now, Tyrone Hayes, what does he have to do with this? The first experiment was with amphibians. Frogs' genders started to change. The penis would disappear and the vagina would protrude to look like a penis. Now, this is scientific study. Now, if it is happening to animals, you can imagine if you're using this in food, and if you're doing this in food, and you're consuming this food, and whatever you eat, you're letting your children eat, and your grandchildren eat, and this has been happening for decades on decades on decades on decades, and the United States government says that it's okay, but the European Union said, no, we cannot use this because there are abnormalities and this can cost people their lives and it is not safe to use, so we are going to ban it across the continent. Tell me something is wrong here. How do we know this gorilla is what it is? How do we know does the TrevorProject.com know about this abnormality causing chemical? Does the LGBTQIA plus know about this chemical? Are there ways for you to be tested to see if you have a higher count or a higher higher estrogen rather than testosterone or vice versa because of certain chemicals such as this? Because Tyrone Hayes found out that's exactly what it is, and he has been threatened at his job. He has been threatened to have his job taken, and he's received death threats on his life. He also wanted to publish an article and a book on this, but they will not allow him to because there will be imminent threats exercised on his life. So I want y'all to think about that, okay? Like, I'm trying to hit y'all with this information today, right? So, next topic, man. Amber Rose recently stated comments about young children being in church and crying over, you know, during praise and worship. Now, I have my feelings about religion and church. And what she said was she doesn't understand why these children, these babies go through this at church service and they're crying and they feel a certain way. She compared it to child abuse. Now, being in church, when I was younger, I grew up in a Christian family, not just a household, but a Christian family. And they still are Christian and they live the lifestyle of Christian people. And if you try them, they got something for you as far as spiritually, because the tongue is the sword. And of course, the book is the shield. That is the way that it's supposed to go. And they know their word. So you know what I'm saying? Don't try them, because they know what they talking about and they know their faith and they know their word, right? So when you're in church, when you are in church and when you're practicing Christianity, you are getting closer to God. You feel the presence of the Lord. You feel the presence of, you know, Jesus Christ, the Savior. You feel, you know, that Holy Spirit. Now, let me tell y'all what that Holy Spirit actually is. That Holy Spirit is vibration that comes from music that touches the soul. That Holy Spirit is actually something that can possess you in a way to where you feel. This is why they do praise and worship, and this is why they have song before the actual sermon, to activate you through vibration. Music is vibration. Different music can cause different moods. Now, see, Amber Rose wouldn't understand something like this because we've never heard her talk like this. This is the same individual that had slut walks and justified young girls practicing what would be considered as prostitution. Whoever they want to give themselves to, they can give themselves to. So what you do isn't child abuse, but what the church does is child abuse. The church, quote unquote, is there to save souls. You're selling your body. You're literally saying that it's okay for a young girl to see a young woman or an older woman make money in a way that a father would say, why is my daughter doing this? Was I not there? Did I not do enough? Was I not present? Why is she this way? And you're justifying it to these young girls that you can get online, expose yourself. Now, I can understand you know, somebody being hypersexual. I can understand even the argument of, well, men have sex with a whole bunch of women. Men get praised for having a body count, because this is why, baby. This is why. A man can easily have sex with a woman and not be emotionally tied to that woman. He can just look at a woman and just be like, ooh, wee, she's sexy. And the man can just get hard. He can get erect, like, easy. It's no problem. Go have sex and turn it off. It's over. Women out there, you lie to me. You lie to me and say that you can have sex with a man and not like him or not like something about him. Something has to attract you, because the way you all work is internally. You exercise the feminine, The feminine is the caregiver, the caretaker, the comforter, the love, the emotion. The logic is there for some women. I will say that. The logical thinking, the analytical process is there for women. And I'm not saying that you all are incapable of doing so. What I'm saying is you all operate more on an emotional level than an analytical and logical level. That's why we need each other. We need you for that emotional, that internal love, that the skill to receive that, and we can give that to our children as men, because it's going to be different for it coming from us rather than you. So you operate on a different mindset and or frequency than a man. You're not going to do man things, and men aren't going to do womanly things. It's just the way that it works. It is some things we can't do that you all do instinctively. It's some things such as giving birth, having a menstrual cycle, having just the ability to be a woman and make certain things happen. Those things we are able to do. And y'all can do them extremely well without any effort required. And we appreciate that, and we love that about you all. However, Amber Rose is wrong. She's wrong. And there's some people, sad to say, that should not be qualified to speak. And Amber Rose is definitely one of them. I don't believe that she possesses the knowledge to speak within our communities. And because she's speaking, people are going to look at her as this public figure, and they're going to get the wrong idea about society. So in all, please shut up. Please shut up. Like, you came out of nowhere. You don't really know much. You haven't showed us that you know much. I saw you on Drink Champs, and if y'all ain't seen that Drink Champs, shout out to Drink Champs and NORE and DJFN. But Murder Mook was saying a lot of things that are true, and I invite y'all to go listen to him. Amber Rose took offense that he just called out prostitution as a hustle. Or calling a hustle as prostitution is wrong, and it is. It is. But because it makes money, and because it bypasses the rich, and you become rich without having to go to school, or, you know, without having to learn skills or go through life or get experience, you know, the quote-unquote right way to some, but the right way to me, I would just feel as though, yeah, I know this is wrong. So for the people out there, you know, with the vagina hats and the coochie caps, please don't speak, because it just shows me you don't have a thinking cap and you don't know enough. You don't know enough. You just simply don't know enough, right? YNW Melly. And I think this will be my last topic. I think this will be my last one, right? YNW Melly declared a mistrial. The YNW Melly trial declared a mistrial. Now, there was a trial earlier in 2020, ended in 2021, late 2021, early mid 2022. The indictment, the court, the sentencing, the verdict, everything. Tory Lanez versus Megan Thee Stallion. Now, if you don't know the story, if you didn't follow the trial, it was said that, you know, Tory Lanez, and I'm going to get to YNW Melly in a second. And I just want to make some connections. I want to make some ties, right? So this is what happened when it first came out. Tory Lanez went to a party. Meg Thee Stallion and her friend, I believe her name is Kelsey. And She's an executive producer, movie maker, filmmaker, whatnot. Meg Thee Stallion, Houston-born artist, Texas-made, and of course Tory Lanez. You know, R&B. Sometimes he does a little hip hop. He can really spit. He can really rap. Him and Lucas Joyner went at it. If you haven't heard it, oh my God, go check it out, because they really killing it. But what I will say is, I did not think that Tory was actually guilty, and I wanted to see it play out. But when you first heard it, you had to pick a side, or you had to let it play out. Or you could, yeah, you pick a side or let it play out. So what was said that is Tory Lanez pulled a gun on Megan Thee Stallion. They got into an argument. He said, dance, bitch, dance, shot her foot while shooting at her feet. And, of course, this is what he caught the charge for. Now, there was no mention of Kelce and Meg Thee Stallion having a fight over Tory Lanez because they were both sexually involved with Tory Lanez. They were both messing with this man. Meg Thee Stallion actually introduced Kelce to Tory Lanez at the Roc Nation brunch in Houston, right? So Meg Thee Stallion would have had to go behind her best friend's back and do this. Now, is that something to fight over when it's your best friend? Possibly. You know, guys, we don't necessarily believe in that. We just take our L and we think about it analytically, which goes back to the analytical part. But emotionally, when a woman is tied into a man, emotions can run rampant and they can run wild. And this is where almost little to no thought can possibly take place. Is this all women? Of course not. There are your unexpected anomalies of the world. However, do they occur often? No, they do not. And this is one of those instances. This is definitely one of those instances where a fight breaks out over a man. And then, of course, there were gunshots fired. Now, if you go look at day two and day three of the trial of the Megan Thee Stallion case, they will tell you there were two weapons. One weapon was fired in the air. The other weapon was fired at Megan Thee Stallion. Now, let's get to where it connects. The DNA evidence. The DNA evidence found that Tory Lanez's DNA was not on the gun. The DNA evidence was not on the gun. That's the crazy part. It wasn't on the gun in any way, form, or fashion, right? So, hold on. Okay. So, yeah, DNA evidence was not on the gun any way, form, or fashion. So, by this time, if there's no DNA, you couldn't have shot anybody, or your hand wouldn't have been anywhere on the gun. You couldn't have been nowhere in near the gun because you would have had bullet fragments or gun fragments on your person. There was none of that detected on Tory Lanez. And that's crazy, and I'm about to close the door again because, like I said, I'm in the car and I'm hearing certain things, so forgive me. There we go. All right. So, Tory Lanez, DNA, none. Gun fragments on him, none. Right? So, I'm just very concerned with how the court was doing this. So, when it comes down to a man, a black male shooting a black woman, they don't care about the evidence. They just want justice because a black woman was shot by whom? We don't know because Tory Lanez's DNA wasn't on the gun. But then there was an unsuspected testimony in day five, day six from a random man that was saw on a balcony and that had been there the whole time, said there to been there the whole time. And, you know, we didn't even know who he was, what his name was. They said that he was possibly affiliated with Roc Nation, but there was no proof of that, so I'm not gonna say that. So allegedly, this was, you know, the deal. He came, he testified on the stand, and literally said that they tried to, it was three people that tried to pick up a taller woman, that being Meg Thee Stallion, one of them being Tory Lanez, that was trying to pick her up and dump the body as if they were going to kill her. So, of course, the verdict turned up that Tory Lanez was guilty, and he's looking at 25 years. He tried to appeal for another trial, and he said that DNA was not found on the gun. Something happened to where, you know, the folks that do the forensics did not announce what they had should announce, or they didn't do their job correctly, and he wanted to have another trial. Now, of course, Tory Lanez did not testify on the stand, but Kelce did. And Kelce was immune from any type of prosecution, any type of sentencing, any type of indictment, as long as she testified. And she said, when she was asked, did Tory Lanez shoot at Megan Thee Stallion? She said, I don't know where y'all got this from. This sounds like a made-up story. Dance, bitch, dance. What media outlet put these lies out? And she said, I'm so tired of the lies from my so-called best friend. She lies often. Interview with Gayle King. Were you sexually romantic or involved with Tory Lanez? She said, wait, what? Were you sexually involved with Tory Lanez? She said no to Gayle King. Now, when she got on the stand and testified in court, she said she was. So why is her testimony valid in any way when she is shown on camera to be a liar? There should have been doubt, very reasonable doubt, anything about what she said. Now back to the YMW Melly. They pulled a Instagram messaging thread from the Instagram database where he said, I did that shit. That is exactly what he said. I did that shit. And the reasonable doubt came from the word that being spelled the correct way versus the word being spelled D-A-T, which is how he responds often. But now all of a sudden it changed to T-H-A-T being spelled that instead of that. So there's no such thing as autocorrect. Now, if you add a word to your library or your dictionary, it should do it all the time. Unless you get a new phone, but then of course things are in the cloud now and it should automatically save. What are we talking about? Right? But see, we're not thinking analytically. We're not thinking logically. We're not thinking, you know, about those small things. Right? So, YNW Melly, you know, supposedly, I believe he did it, shot two of his best friends in the back of the head while he was in the back seat of the car. Tried to make it look like a drive-by shooting. He was thrown in jail and said to do a life sentence and possibly death penalty. Now, all of a sudden, because I believe, and this is just my thought, this is a way for the system to actually systematically allow and give us the signal that it is okay for black men to kill black men, but it is not okay for black men to kill black women. I don't think it should be okay for black folks to kill black folks, period. But when you put us in an environment that's dog eat dog, when you don't give us the resources, when we don't have anything political going for us as far as an agenda, no reparations, no policies that protect us, no legislation that actually provides resources in our neighborhoods, we're going to do stupid shit. We're going to act dumb. We're going to kill one another. Because we become animalistic. We fight for certain things, and that's what we're going to fight for. And what we're fighting for is survival. And when it comes to survival, what life will you not take in order to live? Do you hear me? It's desensitizing us. And when I mean it, I mean the actual system. And this is just my final thought. The system desensitizes Black Americans. The system desensitizes other minorities as well. But when you have a history of slavery, Jim Crow, no telling what they might do, you know? But this was your Soul Full Solo Sunday podcast, man. You will get one of these every single week. If you heard my car humming, if you heard me driving a little bit, that's okay. I just want y'all to, you know, comment and share. Again, man, shout out to my podcast mates. I will have more topics. I will have more masks. And I will be adding a new segment called Burn My Body. Burn My Body will consist of one thing that I just saw that was so damn outrageous you wouldn't even believe it. But hey, man, this is Elliot Bone. This is episode 1 of the Soul Full Solo podcast, man. PNB, man, we steady politicking and bullshitting. And nah, hell nah, we ain't quit.